Welcome to the combat training episode for some of the household pests, including woodworm, silverfish, and woodlice. This is an audiobook excerpt from our published book, War and Pest. This episode is used as a training and development tool for members of the combat pest control team and is used in conjunction with a written document as well as an internal questionnaire. So other household pests come in all different shapes and sizes. Some are harmful and need fast action, like the common furniture beetle or woodworm. Others are harmless but can cause anxiety and stress, like spiders and dust mites. Here's how to deal with them. Biscuit beetle. The size is 2 to 3 millimeters. You find them in kitchens where there are dried food is stored. Feeds on cereal, flour, bread, spices, seeds, beans, pastas, tea, and other dried food. Can also be found in bags of dry dog food, bird seed, and grass seed. They're tiny reddish brown beetles, smaller than a poppy seed. You'll know you have them if you're infestation, if you see tiny pockmark holes in food packaging. They eat through all types of cardboard, paper, foil, and plastic film. If you've got an infestation, here's how to treat it. Trace the source of the infestation. It could be a bag of flour, a box of tea, a packet of spice. Once you've identified all the areas of infestation, dispose of the infested food in outdoor bins. Vacuum and clean the cupboards, larder, or food store thoroughly. To prevent or detect an infestation, use these control measures. Install a pheromone-based traps or bait bags in food storage areas and check them regularly. If you own a cafe, takeaway or restaurant, or anything in the food handling industry, make sure you rotate stock regularly to alleviate any long-term risk of biscuit beetle taking hold within your food storage area. Next is the common furniture beetle, otherwise known as woodworm. Their size is between 2 and 5 millimeters. That's an adult. Adults are brown, wood-coloured beetles with small, dark heads and long, oval-shaped bodies. Larvae are long, creamy white and C-shaped. Adults don't feed on wood, they only reproduce. Larvae do all the damage. They bore through the wood to feed for between 3 and 4 years. They feed on the starchy part of the wood, preferring sapwood. You'll find them in any area of the home that has wood. They invade structural timbers, furniture and other wood. They prefer unpolished, untreated wood that's not smooth. So there's a little bit of unfinished area that the beetle can gain hold, the larvae can burrow in, and then the beetle will develop from there. Some building regulations state that you cannot use timber with more than 25% sapwood, so the woodworm cannot substantially weaken structures. You'll know you have an infestation because you will see small, round exit holes of 1 to 1.5 millimeters diameter. Active infestations have new exit holes and fine wood dust around the holes. This is where the larvae have burrowed nearer to the surface to pupate and emerge as adults, ready to reproduce again. If you've got an infestation, here's what to do next. If it's a small infestation in your furniture, you can tackle it yourself with treatments bought in many stores. Just follow the instructions carefully. If it's a large infestation, or it's in wooden structure of your home, for example, roof beams, joist beams, contact a professional pest control company to thoroughly and rapidly treat the area. You will need to make sure that the pest control company offer you a warranty on the treatment, as it can take up to 4 years for the larvae to develop as adults. If you are treating loft spaces, you must survey the areas for bats first. Bats are protected species. If you spot a roost, droppings, or bat activity, you must contact your local nature conservation group to seek advice before tackling the woodworm issue. Next is the sawtooth grain beetle. The size is 2.5 to 3.5 millimeters. You're less likely to find these in your domestic kitchen and more likely to find them in a commercial property. For example, if you own a cafe, takeaway or restaurant, or any food handling premises. They'll be in a food store where this dry food is stored. They feed on grains, cereal, chocolate, pet foods, and seeds. the tiny dark brown beetles smaller than a peppercorn. You'll know you have an infestation if you see mold growing on your food and the quality of the food stored, the quantity of the food stored gets smaller. If you've got an infestation, here's how you treat it. Trace the source of the infestation. It could be a bag of grains, nuts, dried fruit, pet food. Once you've identified all the areas of the infestation, dispose of the infested food in outdoor bins. Vacuum and clean the cupboard, larder, food store thoroughly. To prevent or detect an infestation, it's possible to use these control measures. Install pheromone-based traps or bait bags in food storage areas and check them regularly. If you own a cafe, takeaway or restaurant or anything in the food handling industry, vacuum and clean the areas you store food. Regularly control the risk of an infestation. Losing a large quantity of stored food can be costly to your business and pests can be a threat to your reputation. Also, if you have a professional pest control company and a pest management program, seek advice and potentially implement this into the management program. House dust mounts. Size 0.4 of a millimeter, barely visible to the eye. You find them everywhere in your home. They feed on dust created by flakes of human skin, animal skin, and mold. House mites are not parasitic and don't burrow under your skin. Dust mites are not harmful themselves, but are associated with allergies in some people, causing wheezing and asthma. This can develop if, as a small baby, you inhaled a fecal excretion of dust mites when your immune system was not quite developed yet. It's very difficult to remove house dust mites completely, but it helps to keep on top of good hygiene. Follow these simple tips. Vacuum mattresses and sofas regularly. Empty vacuum cleaners regularly. Wash bedding weekly. Use a complete mattress cover. Wash every second or third month. Bedding with a thread count of greater than 4, 2, 4, 6 is less attractive to dust mites. Use a dehumidifier in summer. Dust mites prefer warm, humid conditions, so keeping the humidity at less than 45% will help control them. Spiders. We don't see spiders as pests, but we do understand the distress they can bring. So here are some top tips to control them. Most spiders in the country are harmless. The media has escalated the fear around the presence of false widows, but here are the facts to keep you correctly identified and avoid them. False widow spiders are between 9 and 14 millimetres in size, with a brown bulbous bodies and cream-coloured markings similar to the shape of a skull on the abdomen. They can inflict a bite on humans, which is similar to a bee or a wasp. False widow spiders do not usually bite unless they feel trapped or threatened. As with all kinds of wildlife, tread carefully. You can reduce the number of spiders in your home by following these top tips. Discourage flies. Keep your food covered. Clean your work surfaces after you've prepared food. Keep sinks and drains clean and free from leftover food particles, which make tasty treats and feasts for flies. Keep windows and doors closed in summer or invest in a fly screen, fly traps and insect spray, taking care to follow the instructions carefully. Less flies means less food for the spiders, which quickly reduce the number that invade your home. Second is clean regularly. Vacuum and dust thoroughly, especially areas that are hard to get to, under kitchen units, in the corner of room, under the stairs, the high up in the conservatory areas. Next is wood lice. Wood lice are a common nuisance, but they do not damage your property or feed on your food or furnishings. They are a good indicator that you have a damp area in your home, which you should address. Size is between 3 and 30 millimetres long. Hard grey shells with 14 jointed legs and 2 small antennae. Find them in damp areas of your home as they search for moisture. They need a dead plant material and they're usually active at night. To control them, remove their food source, the dead plant leaves, and address the damp areas in your home. Vacuum and clean regularly. Snails and slugs in your home. Snails and slugs can slither into your home in search of food. They have a great sense of smell and are attracted by pet food, kitchens, and stored food. They squeeze through amazingly tiny cracks under doors, through holes drilled for TV cables, gas or electricity, and through air bricks. You'll know you have an infestation because you'll wake up to silvery slime trails over carpets, floors, and even walls. To get rid of them, trace the slime trail back to the entry point, then seal any gaps using expanding foam or large gaps or silicone sealant for smaller gaps. Cover air bricks with mesh or screens. Outside your home, remove any vegetation, grasses or weeds that are brushing up against your walls. You'll soon stop them in their slithery tracks. Silverfish. Silverfish are a primitive insect. The size is between 18 and 22 millimeters long. Silver and gray in color. You'll find them in bathrooms and kitchen. They live in cracks and crevices behind tiles, wallpaper, and in the day, they're active at night. You'll know you have an infestation as you'll see them scamper them when you turn the light on at night, and you may even see them move in the day. To control them, here's what you do. Thoroughly clean the area. You can use a residual insecticide, which is extremely effective, but I would prefer to use a professional pest control company for that. Seal cracks and crevices, monitor the situation, and repeat the steps above if you still have a problem. Like all these pests, they can be a nuisance, but they can be a pest also. So if you have any issues, contact a professional pest control company. For our team members, please visit other episodes. Ensure you've taken your questionnaire for continuing professional development, and we will leave it there.